Okay, let's backtrack a little bit to summarize that which we saw on Yom Rishon, that we saw that there's a concept of shibud nechasim, that just as if a person is responsible both to pay a nizak, he had damaged someone, and he owed someone money, so he has to pay back the loan, and he owes his wife a ksuva. So we say that these three, there's a lien of each of them on a different part of his property. The lien of the person who was damaged is on the Edis, and the lien of the person who borrowed money, at least midrabanan, is on the Benonis, and the lien of the woman is on the Ziburis. Were he to sell the land, then that we have what's called the Shibud Nechasim. He has the Shibud Haguf. He is responsible, but that responsibility moves over to the property. And then the person who bought the ziburis will pay off the ksuvas isha, and the person who bought the benonis will take care of the baal chov, and the person who bought the edis will take care of the nizak. Each of them has a shibud on these lands. However, that's all if they purchased everything simultaneously. However, if they purchased it one after the other, we have a different set of rules that we pointed out. That as long as there was still property left by the original individual who owed the money, those nechassim we call b'nei chari, those are the free nechassim. We don't turn to the nechassim mishubadim as long as we have b'nei chari in the picture. And then if they purchase the lands consecutively, then the land which is purchased last will have the shibudim, will have the shibud nechassim of all three. Of the mazik and the nizak, of the nizak and the baal chov and the isha, and only if there's not enough land, then we go back to the previous one, and it could turn out, as Tosfos points out, that everything will be topsy turvy, that if the land was sold in the order that first the edis was sold and then the benonis was sold and finally the ziburis was sold. And the debt to the nizak precedes the debt to the baal chov and precedes the debt to the isha. So what will happen is that the nizak will get from the ziburis, because that was what was left. That was hinachti l'cha makom. In other words, one's not gover from nechasim meshubadim as long as there are nechasim b'nei chorim, and this ziburis remained the nechasim b'nei chorim. And afterwards, if that runs out, then the baal chov, he's next in line. He'll be able to get whatever was sold a bit earlier, even if that was edis. And then the ksuvas isha, who was the last of the three to create a debt, but she's going to get from the last land which is left, even if that's edis to edis. So everything can turn upside down because you have a different set of gviya when things are sold, one after the other. Okay, then the Gemara asked, why did the Braisa mention if they're all sold to one individual? Aren't the halachos the same, obviously? And the Gemara says, no, that when they're all sold to one individual, then we have a situation where he purchased edis last, and under that situation, l'chavar, they should all take from the edis. In other words, namely that the edis was that which was left as the b'nei chorin when the ziburis and the benonis were purchased. So shouldn't they all take from the edis? And the Gemara says in this situation he has a threat. He can threaten he'll return the ziburis to the original person, and then they're all going to have to take from that ziburis. That ziburis is going to turn into b'nei chorin. He has this threat and so he tells them, look, each of you should take what's coming to you, otherwise I'm going to return the ziburis. The problem is that on the level of the nizak, the threat appears to be a very, very real threat, that he can really pull the nizak down. And he can say, look, either take benonis or I'm going to return the ziburis, namely that we have over here a real threat. And so Gemara says the only time really that everyone is going to get what's coming to them is if we're dealing with a situation where it can't be returned. Namely, we're dealing not with someone who purchased the land, but someone who inherited, namely that the original person who owed the money died. he has yorshim, and these yorshim will tell the will tell the nizak and the baal chov and the isha, either you take according to your din, or efshi b'takanas chachamim. I'm not interested in the takana that was made for my benefit. That as long as there was b'nei chori, you know, it's that you can't collect from that which remained. You can't, as long as there's b'nei chori, you can't collect from the mishubadim. And I'm going to give you all, in other words, the ziburis. And so that's the conclusion of the Gemara, right? Then we have a problem that middle stage of the Gemara, the threat, which appears to be a very, very real threat on the Nizak, that it will pull him down from Idis to Benonis, isn't mentioned at all in the Rif. The Rif leaves it out. The question is, why did the Rif leave it out? So the Baal HaMoara said there's a very good reason why the Rif left it out. Because there's a sugya in Gittin, and the sugya in Gittin raises the issue, just a minute. In other words, we're dealing over here in the world of Takanos. The world of Takanos, we have a Seder Hagviah that as long as there are B'nei Chorim, you can't take from Mishubadim. But we have a Din D'Oraisa, Meitav. Meitav is a Din D'Oraisa, Meitav Karma Yishalem. Who says that these Takanos trump the Din D'Oraisa? That's a machlokas between Rav Nachman and Rava, and the Rif Paskins like Rava. That the Niza can always insist on getting Meitav as a Din D'Oraisa. It's not bound by the Takanos. And therefore, this whole threat of our Gemara is Shalo Aliba de Hilchasa. And that's what the Baal HaMoara says. That's why the Rif left it out, because it's Shalo Aliba de Hilchasa. And the only meaningful line in the Gemara is the bottom line, that whether we're dealing with Yorshim or even if we're dealing with Lekuchos, with the whole principle, the whole takana, that Hisharti Lecha Makom Ligvos, that we don't look at Mishubadim as long as there are B'nei Chori, that is all a takana to help the Yorshim and to help the Lekuchos, and we're not going to apply that takana if the Yorish or the Lekuach isn't interested. And he says, "Yevshi b'takana. I'm not interested in everyone taking from the last one. I want to give everyone according to their din." And so that's what remains in the Rif. But that threat that we can pull the Nizak down from Edis to Benonis unless he's willing to play our game, that threat is an empty threat. That's the Baal HaMoara. Come along both the Milchamos, the Ramban, and previous to him, the Ravid, in the Kus of Shem, and they want to say that's not pshat in the Rif. The question as to why the Rif doesn't quote the threat is a very good question, but the answer given by the Baal HaMoara is not a good answer for three reasons. Okay, so let's take them one by one. Firstly, even if the Baal HaMoara is correct, that we pass that the Rif in Gittin paskins like Rava, that the Mazik cannot be pulled down from his Edis by the Yorshim. The Gemara over there is talking about Yorshim, that normally Yorshim pay Ziburis, but according to Rava, the Nizak is always going to get his Edis because it's a Daraisa Meitav. That's only a halacha by Yorshim, but our Gemara is not talking about Yorshim. Our Gemara is talking about Lekuchos. And in Lekuchos, we have a unique halacha of Pseida de Lekuchos. And that halacha of Pseida de Lekuchos can force the Nizak to play along with the Takanos of the Chachamim, that as long as there are Nechasim b'nei Chorim, he can't take from the Mishubadim, even if it's Edis. That's, you know, it's that there's no, you can't compare a Gemara and Gita that talks about Yorshim to our Sugi, which talks about Lekuchos. We have different criteria. And again, why distinguish? Why distinguish between Yorshim and Lekuchos? So we saw the Meiri said, because Lekuchos are a third party, that the Yorshim are really the continuity of the Shibud HaGuf. They're really the continuity of the individual who owes the money. And therefore, we don't get involved in the Pseida of the Yorshim like we get involved in Pseida of the Lekuchos. That's taking it from the perspective of the strength of the Yorshim. And the Ravid in Gittin, he views it a little differently. He views it from the perspective of the Lekuchos, that the Lekuchos are viewed as a third party. They're viewed like a guarantor on a loan. You don't go to the guarantor as long as the individual who borrowed the money is still around. And so as long as there are nechasim b'nei chorim, we don't move over to the guarantor, and the lekuach is like a guarantor. Okay, so in any case, even if the Baal HaMor were to be correct that the Rif in Gittin paskins like Rava, and that really the Niza cannot be pulled down from Edis, that's only in a world of Yorshim. Our Gemara, when it has the thread, is not talking about Yorshim, it's talking about Lekuchos. That's it, yes?
Maybe I can just explain again why we would favor the kind of Rabbanon of taking land of Mechorin over the seemingly Daraisa of the Nizek getting Davis?
Because of Seder de Lekuchos. We want to encourage commerce. We don't want people who purchase land to be hit with debts that they didn't create, that because this land has a certain history of debt, and therefore they're not going to buy land because it may be taken away from them. And so because of that, we have a concept of a Seder of Gvia, that as long as land was left with the person who owed the money, we can't take the land that he sold. In other words, as long as the Lekuchot did full diligence, they checked and they saw that there was still land in the hand of the person who owed the money, that's when they were able to buy the land. We're not going to come to them and take away their land under such circumstances. And so the Nizuk is only allowed to get Edis from the original person. But when we come down to the Lekuchos, when the money is being sent to someone else, we have a Seder HaGvia, that sometimes he will get Edis, sometimes he won't get Edis. It depends on what was left. And so over here, where this person can say, well, I'll give back the land, I'll give back the Ziburis, and then you'll be stuck. That's a valid taina.
Wouldn't that then flip it and close the door to a lova? Meaning if he doesn't know if he's going to get his back.
In other words, you're correct that Chazal play a balancing act. In other words, within trying to protect interests. You're 100% correct. But there's a certain sense of priority. So, according to the Baal HaMor, according to the Ravid and the Ramban, we see in Chazal that he gives an example, just like we say that in the world of loans, that if we're dealing with the Yoresh, if we're dealing with the inheritor, he has to pay out of his land that which is from an oral loan or that which is from a written loan. While the lokeach only has to pay for written loans, for milvah bishtar, not for oral loans. That, in other words, that on the level of the lokeach, we're more concerned about pseida de lokeach, that and masha'in came by the yoresh, we're less concerned about that. Yes?
Is pseida de lekuchos considered a din d'oraisa?
No. It's a takana. But in the world of mamonos, we know that hefker bezdin hefker, that takanos in the world of mamonos can trump d'oraisos. And the question is when yes, when no. That's the Machlokas Rava and Rav Nachman. But we're saying that even according to the reasoning of the Ravid and the Ramban, even if we do say that the Doraisa of Meitav is going to trump the concept of the order in which the land was sold, that's only for the Yoresh. It's not for the Lokeach. By the Lokeach, the world of Seder Lekuchos will take precedence.
And the Meiri is just saying that the Yorshim are more connected to the original debt.
Nachon.
Lekuchos, which have no shaykhs to the...
Nachon. That's what we're concerned about, that the pseid of a third party would not mean that we view the Yorish. You you kivyachol borrowed the money. You're a hemshech of the person who borrowed the money. Okay, that's argument number one they have. Argument number two that they have is that the Rif never paskined like Rava. That's an illusion. You have to read the Rif from beginning to end. It's true the Rif begins by saying Hilchasa Kavasei, but then the Rif continues. And what's the language of the Rif? First he says Hilchasa Kavasei, the Ikala Meimar. However, there is what to say, Kevan da Abayev Rav Nachman Kayama Bachad Shitasa, that since Abaye and Rav Nachman gang up against Rava, Havele Yachiv Ligabayu, he's in the minority. Veles Hilchasa Kavasei. I, the Gemara, appears to say that we pass like Rava, asks a question on Rava, and gives a response. That's, in other words, Hahi Peruka de Parak Shinu Yehu. That's what he would have to say to get out of the question, but it doesn't mean that we paskin like him, so we really don't paskin like him. Namely, we paskin that even for the Yoresh, he doesn't have to give the Nizak Edis if that is not the order of Gviya. Even the Yoresh would not pay the Nizak Edis if the last field that he received was the Ziburis. Okay? That's argument number two. So if according according to the Raivit and the Ramban, if really this middle section of the Gemara, this threat that I'll pull you down, I'll tell the Mazik, we'll pull you down from your Edis to something less, is a real argument, why did the Rif leave it out? Why did the Rif not say it? If it's really Aliba de Hilchasa, if we really either distinguish between Yoresh and Lokeach, or we really paskin like Rav Nachman, so Ech Shalo Yihyeh, we're going to have over here that this Gemara is Aliba de Hilchasa. So why did the Rif leave it out? So the Ravid gives two answers. Either it was a mistake on the part of the Rif, it was a mistake, or the Rif knew very, very well that maybe he should have quoted it, but he says he assumed that we saw the Gemara. He assumed that we would have learned this ket of the Gemara. It's not that he didn't quote it because we don't paskin like it. He didn't quote it even though we do paskin like it. Okay, it's a problem. In other words, he'd rather have a problem in the Rif than have a problem in the Gemara. However, at this point, the Ramban adds in a third line of reasoning. That we pointed out that this argument could work, but the Rif only quotes those Gemaras that are that which Bezdin would enforce, not something which is a voluntary claim on the part of an individual. Namely, that the Ramban says that this whole threat is not a threat that comes from Bezdin. It's a threat that within a court case you can have claims and counterclaims. And over here, so also we could have a claim and a counterclaim. Namely, that we have in the court comes the person who purchased the land, and he purchased the Edis last, and then we have these three individuals, the Nizak, and the Baal Chov, and the Isha. And so we tell the person, look, in other words, the last piece of land that you bought was the Edis, you owe all of them from the Edis. So he'll say, look, either they're going to take according to their halacha, or I'm going to pull out a threat, and I'm going to return, my threat is I'm going to return the Ziburis, and then they'll all be stuck taking the Ziburis. That's something that person could say in court. And worried to say it, the others could say, we'll call your bluff. Go ahead. Give it back. In other words, let's see you follow through. In other words, and so if really he goes through with his threat, then we'll have to deal with it. What are the consequences of his going through with his threat? But it's not something that the Rif would bring in his halachos, because this is simply a tactic. It's just a tactic that someone would use in court to try and push off a claim. And a tactic is a claim and a counterclaim, etc., etc. That's what the Ramban says, Elashani Yomer, The Hod, in that third paragraph, the way I broke up the Milchamos that I gave you on Sunday, Ela Shani Omer, the Hod de Ka'amrinam Bigmar, Mishim de Amar Le'i Shatitku Shatiku, if you're quiet, you're quiet. Lav Paskinan Anan Haki. This isn't a psak that Bezdin will say, you have this taina. Ela Haki Ka'amar, Kulam Nichnesu Tachas Bailim, Sheyacholim Lekuchos Lahagbosan Kedinehem, V'i bo inami barechovus and ezikin lememar le luchi mahadris motzi lememar hachi. That namely, that Bezdin will paskin, he should give edis to the nizak, and he should give benonis to the barechov, and he should give ziburis to the isha. And if he says, I'll return the ziburis and let's see what will happen, so then the others can say to him, fine, go ahead and do it. Aval einze min hadin ela yachol lehafsidon shelahen. Namely, that this would be a court case, and we would follow through. But it's not as though this is the eitzah of the court, to tell him, you have this threat. That this is not something that the court sanctions. It's simply it's not what we call a zchut taina. Nafkamina is, if he's not towing it, should the court be towing it for him? According to the Ramban, no. This has nothing. This is not a concept that we're towing for him. Comes along the Rush, and in Siman Gimel, he disagrees head on with the Ramban, and he says, "Azlisu kuru shaklinu miziburis, lo matzu lememar lechita hadir." They can't pull his bluff. Afilu ha'isha sherotza liten laziburis mishum shekol davar she'adam yochal liton, anything that he could claim. Rowan oso ki'ilu hu kvar asui. We're going to view it as though this is the reality. Namely, we're going to turn that potential into an actuality. And therefore, this is, with that which is in the Gemara, is not simply a wild initiative on the part of an individual, but it's the halacha. Bezdin will say, even though this person bought the ziburis first, since he could return it, we're going to view it as though it was never purchased. We're going to view the ziburis as though it's still b'nei chari, and we're going to throw everyone back to the ziburis. That's what the court is going to say. Unless they're willing to take their din. If they wouldn't take their din, then we're not going to view it that way. But if they wouldn't take their din, we'll throw everything back. Yes?
And why, according to the Rush, did the Rif not put it in? If it's actually...
He'll talk about that at the end. Okay, we'll come to that. So who's correct in this? It's when you have in the Gemara a claim and a counterclaim. How do we know when this is something that the court accepts as being law, and when is it something that the court will wait for the person to say, I claim kach v'kach, and then the court would wait to see whether there's going to be a call on a bluff, etc., etc. So the Rif, I'm sorry, the Rush says, I have a proof. I have a precedent. I have precedent, right? What's the precedent? Kidamrina beperek basra diksuvos. We have a Mishnah. Misha of the lo derech sadehu. Bechad de osi mikoach arba. Yikach lo derech bemea mana. O yifrach ba'avir. Mishum de amarle. I shatkis shatkis. Vilo mahadrina shtara lemarayhu. The case is the case as follows. That Reuven has this field in the middle of a vika, and around him, this is Reuven's field, this is Shimon's field, this is Levi's field, this is Yehuda's field, and over here, this is Binyamin's field. Okay? I hope I remember who they are. Okay? Now, before Reuven went to on a trip for 10 years, there was a way of getting to his land. Even though his land was surrounded by four individuals, there had been a path to get to his land. Over here, where this is the Rishus HaRabim, there had been a path to get to his land. And the path could have gone this way, the path could have gone this way, could have gone this way, could have gone this way, but Reuven had a way of getting to his land. He comes back, and he finds that one person, we'll call them Zvulun, purchased all of these lands. One person purchased all of these lands. And so Reuven comes to Zvulun and says, I have a path. Okay, give me my path. And Zvulun says, either you will pay me an exorbitant amount for a path, and I'll give you a path, or what I will do is I will return these lands to Binyamin and Yehuda and Levi and Shimon, and then you're stuck. Because when you go to Yehuda and say, I want my path, you just say, it wasn't my property, go to Binyamin. He goes to Binyamin, it wasn't my property, and they'll keep throwing him around because he can't prove. He knows he had a path, but he doesn't know where it was. And so each of them will say, this is not me, and he'll have to fly to his land. So either you pay me $1,000 for a path, or $1,000,000 for a path, or I'll return the lands to the original people. And the Gemara says, that's it. Reuven is stuck. Either he'll pay $1,000,000 for the path, or he'll have to fly to his land. So we see that a taina, you know, that Reuven could say, Beis Din accepts as a valid taina. So also over here, I mean, it's the same sort of a taina, I will return. I mean, what do we have by us? That the person who purchased the land from the one who owed the money says, either you will take according to your din, or I'm going to return the ziburis to the original person, and you'll have to take from ziburis. So says the Rush. We see that just like over here, we view this as the moment he could give it back, it's as though he gave it back. So also by us, the moment he could give it back, it's as though he gave it back. That's what the Rush says. Now the Ramban was no slouch, you know, which even at the age of 17, he knew that Gemara in Ksuvas cold, and he says the Ein Zeh Domeh. Don't think that what we have by us is comparable to Mash Yamar Memseches Ksuvas. Gabe Mishach Medinas Hayam Avda Derech Sadehu Damrinan Hasam Ishat Kishatkis. If you, in other words, will take my offer and pay me $1,000,000 for the derech, fine. Otherwise, I'll return the land to Shimon and Levi and Yehuda and Binyamin. So, l'chor we see Alma Anan Danin and Hachi Afal Gav Delo Ta'in Zeh. So, we see that even if this wasn't actually the taina, Beis Din is going to say what he could have been towing, we're going to view it as a taina. Eino dome laza. It's not the same as our case. Now, the question is, what's the difference? Where is there a difference? So listen to his language. Mishum, dehasam hachi kamar le, asina mikoach dalid. I, Zvulun, come from the power of four previous individuals. Delomatis ishtuye dina bahadayu. Namely, had you returned from Chutz La'aretz before I bought the land, when the land was still in the hands of Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, and Binyamin, you would have been stuck. You would have had to pay one of them for land, because otherwise everyone would have said, it's not me. Hilkach kedinayhu nami daininam rei, and therefore view me currently as though you had come in a previous Gilgul, as though you had come 10 years earlier. The Ma Machru Lazeh, because when he purchased the lands from them, what did he buy from them? Kol Zechut. What they could have done, he can now do. Umahadrina Shtari Lav Dafka. He doesn't actually have to say, I'm going to actually give back the Shtaros, give back the land to original owners. Ela Mara Makum Hulo. What he's saying is that this was a previous historical situation. We are simply saying that, you know, he's doing is returning things to a previous status quo. Previous status quo was that Reuven would be stuck, so now Reuven is stuck. The Ma Machru Lo calls Chushi Yavol LeYadam, because whatever would have been in that previous situation is now in his hands. Kedamrin Rav Bishmaisin Behedya Ma She'en Kein Bazeh. Now, what is he saying over here? What is the Ramban distinguishing? What is his Taina? How is that different than our case?
Because
What threat works? A threat to do what? And what threat doesn't work? A threat to return something to its previous situation works. All he's saying is, look, had you come 10 years ago when we had four owners of the land, you would have had to pay $1 million to get to your land. You wouldn't have been able to get to your land otherwise. So now the fact is that I replaced these four people, so I can turn the clock back. But in our case, we want to create a new situation. His taina is nachon. I did X and I did Y and I did Z, but now I can create a new situation by returning one of the lands. Who says you have a right to create a new situation? You create it? L'chashahata. When you create it, we'll deal with it. But who says you have that right? You have a right to turn back the clock. Turn back the clock, you have a right. That's a zchut you have. And if you're not even aware of that right, we'll be towing it for you. That's a right that you have. That you have the right to say, I stand in the place of the four people who were here previously. And had we been 10 years ago, if we got into a time capsule 10 years ago, this would have been the situation. So I wanted to apply to me now. So to turn back the clock is a right that's recognized by the court system. And that's the Gemara in Ksuvos. But over here, the purchaser doesn't want to turn back the clock. He wants to create a new situation. He wants to create a new situation where he will keep the Beinonis and the Edis and return the Ziburis. That never existed. When he purchased the Ziburis, the Beinonis and Edis were still by the original person. He bought first Ziburis, then he bought Beinonis, and then he bought Edis. Now he says, I'll return the Ziburis. That's a new situation. You have no right to be towing a new situation. If you are towing, so then so you can come up with a taina, and then the other side could say, we'll call your bluff, go ahead, return it. And then we'll see what will happen, you know, where everything will fall. But that is not something that the court is going to sanction, that the court is going to say, since you could have been towing, we'll be towing it for you. The court can only be towing for you something that previously existed and you want to return to it, not something that you want to create, yesh me'ayin. Yes?
If the Ziboris was bought last, would that be a case where...
Then it's a whole different world. If the Ziboris had been bought last, then in that situation, the Mazik and the Baal Chov and the woman would all collect from Ziboris. That's what we pointed out. They would go after the last one that was purchased. Here, the Edis was bought last. So l'chora, they all want to take from the Edis. He says, if you don't listen to me, I'm going to threaten to do kach v'kach. So according to the Rosh, that's a valid threat. Bezdin will put their hands on it, because we see that we have another Gemara that if you're not quiet, I'll do kach v'kach, from the Gemara in Ksuvos. But the Ramban distinguishes between the two. I mentioned to you that there is a middle of the road shita, and that is Tosfos. Okay, let's go back to Tosfos on the Ches Amed Aleph. A little baby Tosfos. First I'll explain Tosfos outside, and then we'll see Tosfos inside. Okay? Okay, in other words, we have over here Reuven, who got himself into a pickle with three individuals. He broke Shimon's window, so we have over here a Nizak. And he owes money to Yehuda, so we have over here a Baal Chov. And he divorced his wife and didn't yet give her ksuva, so we have over here an Isha. They all have tainas on Reuven. He owes them money. And Reuven has fields. He has three fields. And he sells these fields to Zvulun in the order of Ziburis, Beinonis, and Edis. Right? And so when all these three now come to Zvulun, and they say, we want our money. So, l'chora, according to the rules that we saw, he has to give them all from Edis. That was the last, because when he bought the Ziburis, these two were still by Reuven. When he bought the Beinonis, the Edus was still by Reuben. So the Edus is the last one to be sold. It's the first one to have the Shibud on it. And so they all go, we all want from Edus. So he tells them, look, either you listen to what I have to say to you, or I'm going to return the Ziburis to Reuven, and you'll all have to take the Ziburis. That's his threat. Okay? So, he's threatening that what he's threatening is that the Isha should take Ziburis instead of the Edis, and he's threatening that the Baal Chov should take Edis. And the Baal Chov would take Ziburis b'mkom Ha'idis, and that the Nizak should take Ziburis b'mkom Edis. So what Tosis is going to say is that this threat, Chape the Isha, this is a zechut. He has the right to threaten the Isha. If you're not quiet, I'm going to give you Ziburis, because that is her din. Because that is her din. However, over here, in terms of the Baal Chov and the Nizak, they can respond to him, Le ke she tehader. He wants to pull them down from their din. Al pi din, the Baal Chov should get minimally Beinonis. Al pi din, the Nizak should get Edis. And he's threatening them, I'm going to pull you down from your din, so they can say, we'll pull your bluff. Bakasha, return the Ziburis. And then let's see what's going to be. In other words, that as to whether he has the right to make this taina, and if he doesn't make it, we're going to say it's as though he made it, or we're going to say, no, when he make it, he'll make it. It depends as to what he wants to do. When he wants to create a din, when he wants to create that, which is really the halacha, then we'll view that as a skut. When he wants to go beneath the halacha, right? He wants to be mafkir the halacha, if we'll be towing, we'll deal with it. Let's look in Tosfos. Ishat yisvachulei. That the woman, l'chora, in other words, at the bottom Tosfos on daf chesamid aleph. Even though, in other words, that without the threat, the woman, her din is ziburis. Mikom makom lo matzi lemeimar le'lechi shahadar. She can't pull his bluff. Kevan de'ein mafki akocha. He's not undermining her halacha. Avol ba'al chov, l'matzi l'meimar lishko b'ziburis, mitam di'ishatskis, kevin d'mafki akocha. In other words, that since he'll be pulling the ba'al chov underneath his halacha, the ba'al chov's halacha is that he should be able to get the beinonis. So matzi amar lei l'chi tahader. Do hashta nami miziburis atarot zali tenli, l'kach lo parach v'samech ala min azikin v'lo mi ba'al chov, etc. Namely, that according to the Rosh, he has a schut in all situations. According to the Rosh, he has a schut over here as well. According to the Ramban over here, she can also say l'chashada tahader. The Ramban views this as a taina. The Tosfos makes a pshara. He says that when we are dealing with the world of din, that's a skus. When we're dealing with a world which is not a din, then it's just a taina. Okay, that's Tosfos's pshara between the two. Namely, as opposed to the Ramban, who says, pulling things back to a previous status quo, that's a skus. Everything else is a taina. The Rosh says, no, whatever he could do, whatever he could be towing, Bezin views that as though he was actually towing. The Tosfos works away between the two of them. The Ramban is correct if he wants to pull them down from their din. The Rosh is correct if he wants to give them according to his din. If you ask me what the Svara is, it's sort of an instinctive Svara. In other words, that we'll say that a taina which is meant to return things to the way that they were meant to be, we'll view that as a skus, a taina that was meant to change things from the way they were meant to be. Meant to be means according to halacha, that's dama taina. Whether there's precedent for such an approach or not, I haven't found. But that's the approach that Tosus himself takes. In terms of the question, what does the Rosh do with the Rith? If really this Gemara of the threat is, you know, it's a totally, totally valid halacha and taninan, etc., etc. So the Rosh continues. If you skip down... Excuse me?
What's the benefit of the Baal Pulpit and is it calling a bluff? And they're just going to get reversed.
Not so simple. In other words, the one who purchased the Ziburis says, I'm going to give back the Ziburis. He's going to have a loss. In other words, if he's willing, it's like Thomas Nafshi in Plishtim. If you're willing to suffer the loss just in order to be able to, you know, to move us to Ziburis,
okay.
But again, he bought 3 fields, each of them for $1,000. The difference between Ziburis and Benonis and Edis is not how much the field is worth, it's how liquid it is, how easy it is to sell it on the market. Edis you could sell in a day. Benonis you could sell in a week. Ziburis may take you 6 months to sell. And so people who have padded pockets, they're not bothered by having Ziburis. In other words, they have the real estate, it'll work. People who don't have deep pockets, for them sometimes the turnover is much more worthwhile.
It's not a bit of the value of
the Ziburis. No, right. In other words, he owes the woman 200 zuz. In other words, the question is he going to give it to her in real estate, which is the equivalent of that we saw? That this real estate is the equivalent of cash in hand, or is he going to give it to her in real estate that she'll be able to redeem, but you know it'll take a little while, or real estate she'll be able to redeem, but it'll take much longer. Okay, so the question is how much. You know, how far does he want to go to be able to keep his edis? In other words, is he willing to give up the Ziburis just to keep the edis? In other words, if he sells it back to the original person, who says he's going to get back his total value? You know, it's a threat. Threats cannot always be actualized, right? In other words, so someone says either you come to agreement with me, I'm going to take you to Beis Din. So you'll tell, okay, take me to Beis Din. You think it's so easy to go to Beis Din? You have to take a bus downtown. You have to open a tick. You have to, you know, write up your tainus. You have to go and waste an evening. Maybe kedai. So you know, okay, let's make a different compromise. Not every threat is something that is going to necessarily be actualized. Okay, so going back to this paragraph in the Rush, after. Where does he start with the... In the middle of that paragraph of the Azlisu, like in mine, it's like about 2 lines above where he quotes the Gemara in Gittin and Dafnu, and Hodo Amar Hocha ben Ezekin Shachle Miziburis ben Echori Velomi Edis de Lekuchos Hainu Kerav Nachban Beperek Han Ezekin Damar Marzut Rebbe de Rav Nachman Shmei de Rav Nachman Shtarchov Ayotze Yisomim Aval Bishakosu Bo Shevach En Gove Ela Min Ha Ziburis. In other words, he brings us back to the Machlokas Rav Nachman and Rava in Gittin. There Rav Nachman says that if we have a rule you can only take from Yisomim and Aziburis, even if there's a din of Edis Mida Oraisa, even if there's a shtar that has a black and white condition, you still can't take more than Ziburis. V'tona Avram Chuzai, and from Yisomim alam Yisiburis, v'afilim l'zikin. V'af agav l'dochi l'rav o'muki l'akrab Yishmoel, shinu yedachika hiluk, m'braisa d'Avram Chuzai, t'olik hilchasa, Kaimon Krabi Akiva, Gamma Bayis Filer Krav Nachman. In other words, how do we paskin in this? As Gam Rav Alphas Al Kosa Bilchos Gitin, Ikla Meimar Kevan Da Bayev Rav Nachman Kayeme Bechadosh Itosa, Havale Rava Yachid Legabayu Gasilchasa Kava Se. In other words, that in Gittin, just like the Raivid and the Ramban, we say that the Rif Paskins like Rav Nachman, not like Rava. And therefore, our Gemara is Aliba de Hilchasa. Now, turning to the Rif by us, like why does the Rif leave this out? Umashe Koser Rav Alfus Kagon Shalokach Idis Ba'achrona. V'hainu taima de lo osi kulu v'govim i'idus mish no amar lehu lokeach taima mayam rabbonan v'lo hiskir b'dvar of dairi b'yasmei, that the Rif left out this whole middle section of the Gemara. He just jumped to the Yevshim Tekanes Chachamim. Kosav ha-Ravid, he quotes the Ravid, d'shgaga ha-yasa. It's a mistake. It was a mistake on the part of the Rif to leave it out. O samach ha-mashe mefurosh b'gemara. Or the Rif was assuming, he wrote in a shorthand and assumed that they looked in the Gemara and realized that what he was writing was limited. So basically he quotes the Ravid. And then he continues, we saw this in the Ravid and the Ramban. This is where we began. We're coming full circle. That the Ravid and the Ramban say that even were the Rif to Paskin like Rava, it would only be by Yesomim, not by Lekuchos, because in Lekuchos we have this din of Seder to Lekuchos. Okay. So really everything is already in the rush, but it's such a shorthand, I don't know if we would have understood it at all from the rush himself. Okay, we can move to new Gemara, yeah? Okay? Yes?
So really, the rush just gave the same answers as the first two reasons of the Ravid.
Correct. In other words, the rush basically learns like the Ravid and the Ramban, except for the fact that the Ramban at the end wants to claim that this threat is a threat which is a personal threat. It's not something that the court gives a stamp of approval to. The court will listen to it, but the other side could come with a counterclaim. But Amashen came, the Rush says, nothing doing. If the Gemara says that we have this possibility of a taina, the court is somek yada on this taina, and it's as though, and if the person is not towing on his own, the court will be towing for him. That's the Rush. Okay? Takes a very, and we saw the Tosfos says to a degree. The Rush is correct to a degree and the Ramban is correct to a degree. It depends what this person wants to do with the threat. Does via the threat he want to give the person what the person is really owed? Okay. But, however, if via the threat he wants to pull the person down from what he's owed, now he can't go that far. Okay. Let's move over to the new Gemara. New Gemara is working off of the old Gemara. Pshita, machar lokeach benonis v'ziburis v'shir idis lefanav. Clearly, again, if a person purchased from the one who owes all these people, right? In our case, we had Reuven owes the Nizak and the Baal Chov and the Isha. If Zvulun, he purchases all the lands, and then he takes the Ziburis and the Benonis and sells it to another party, sells it to a third party, right? What Shvatim have we dealt with, who have different abbreviations, different first names, Asher. He sells them all to Asher. Then, and he's left with the Edis. Where were we? Where the Pshita? Sorry. Pshita, machar lokeach benonis v'ziburis to Asher, v'shir idis lefanav. Clearly, pshita that leisu kulhu v'ligmi miidis. Clearly, everyone's going to take from the idis to ha achronahi. A, it was the last one that was bought, and secondly, benonis v'ziburis lesnahu gabe. The matzi lemeimar lehu gavi mi benonis v'ziburis to lo nechali betakanta d'rabbanan. Namely, previously we said that even if he purchased the Edis last, still he could send the Baal Chov to the Benonis and the Isha to the Ziburis, because he said the fact that you all take from the Edis is a takana that was made in my favor. I'm not interested in this takana. So each of you take according to your din. But he can't say that if he doesn't have the Ziburis and the Benonis any longer. Aval. Okay, let's stop over here at this for a moment. What difference does it make that he sold this to a third party? Again. Again, Zulin bought these three properties, okay? And then he went ahead and the Ziburis and the Benonis, he sold to Asher. Okay. Now, they all come to Zulin. So the Gemara says, Pshita, that all three of them are going to take from the Edis. But why? When he had all three, he could tell them, why are you taking from the Edis? Because of the Takana Schachamim, that's the last one that I bought. I had left the, in other words, that, in other words, that, because that's the last one that I bought, that's a takanas chachamim that was made in my favor. I don't want a takanas chachamim. I want each of you to take according to your halacha. So we say, okay, then the Isha will take from Ziburis, the Balachol from Benonis, and the Niza from Edis. Why is the fact that he sold the Benonis and Ziburis to another party a relevant factor? Why can't he still say, Iyevshi b'takanas chachamim? What happened to this principle of Yeshi Takanas Chachamim? Yes?
Isn't he Nichnas Tachas Abayim?
Isn't he?
Nichnas Tachas Abayim.
Yes.
So once he's Nichnas Tachas Abayim, he now becomes, it's like, they have the Sheba on him now, no? Doesn't the Sheba transfer to him? So it's very nice that there's land elsewhere, but once Kolzman, they have a Sheba on him, they have to go to him.
When he...
If Zvulun takes the place of Reuven, so doesn't that mean that he takes over the shibudim that Reuven has to other people?
Okay, I hear. Yes. Anyone else? Yes.
Is that he's still Zvulun still connected to Reuven by holding on to that last piece of Indus? But the first two properties he borrows on Benonis, now that's a new separate issue, and that's Asher. And if he were to sell the Indus to Asher, maybe we could say that now all three lands are back together, and then you would have that title.
Okay, I hear what you're saying as well. Let's see what the Meiri says on the matter. Okay, Zesha Lokach Gimel Karkos Lokach Idis Ba'achrona Umeis Hamocher She'il Malei She'eno Rotze B'Takonas Hinachti Chamakom Hayukulam Govim Me'idis Kemoshe Be'arnu. But he has the taina of Hinachti Chamakom Imachar Akhachach Benonis V'Ziburis V'Shir Idis Lefanov Ein Safek Shekulam Boim V'Govim Min Ha'idis She'ein Makom Lomar Efshi B'Takonas Chachamim B'Makom Shechav La'acherim Milvad Toveya Shelo. In other words, I can only use the Efshi B'Takonas Chachamim if I am the one who is suffering who is dealing with the consequences of the Efshi B'Takonas Chachamim. I can't use the Efshi B'Takonas Chachamim and cause a loss to someone else. V'loshe Tefarish Mitzad She'oso Shenishar B'Yodo Nikra B'Nechari Eitzel Osam Shel Lokeach Sheni Sheshneihem Mishubadim Heim V'tarfa Shelahem Shave Eitzel Ze. Now it's not because of what it's not over here because of an argument that Zvulun is more Meshuba than Asher. Zvulun is no more Meshuba than Asher, because the Shibud is not on Zvulun or on Asher, it's on the lands. We're dealing with the Shibud Nechasim. She'im Tomar She'nichse Lokeach Shein Nikroim Mishubadim Be'erech El Nichse Harishon Im Kein Afil Lo Hayisa Idis Achrona Ata Omer Kein. Ha'ein ha'tam el mitneishel okeach sheni omer lo harei idis haya acharon v'i'efshe lo achshav lehafkiyacha mimenu b'tanat i'efshi mitam shekosafnu. In other words, we're saying that all three of these karkaos are still meshubad to the chovos. In other words, it's irrelevant whether it's in the hands of Zvulun or in the hands of Asher. The only reason that Zvulun can't say, Efshi b'takanas chachamim, go ahead and take from Ziburis and Benonis, is because he's hurting Asher. You can't use a taina of Efshi b'takanas chachamim shena'aseh bishvili. What's my taina? The Chachamim made this takana for me. I don't want it. In other words, they wanted to help me. I'm not interested in being helped by them. I can't say that at the expense of another person. If someone else is going to be hurt because of my EFshi, that's, in other words, I can say, I don't want to be helped, but I can't hurt someone else. That's the first taina that he has. Then he continues, Va'od mitam acher, Shekol hamafkia atzmo min hatakana, tzarech lahazmin atzmo ledin. Klomar, eini rotze batakana, ela bedin. In other words, there has to be an alternative. The alternative is, I don't want the takana, but I want that to pay the mazik from the edis, and I want to pay the balchov from the benunis, and I want to pay the isha from the ziburis. Avol zeh, but by zvulin, Ein asiyas hadin biyado. He can't say, I want to pay, because the benonis and zibus no longer in his hands. Hari ein benonis v'zibus v'yado. And therefore, ein lo reshus lehafkia hatakana. Okay, so the Meiri over here gives two reasons for this pshita. The pshita is that I can't come up with the taina Efshi b'takanas chachamim and return the Baal Chov and the Isha to their halachos that they should be going from Beinonis and Ziburis in this situation. Why? Because I can't say I'm not interested in being benefited from the takana of Chazal at the expense of someone else, or I can't say I'm not interested in being benefited from Takanas Chazal unless I give the alternative, I want to do a din and not a takana. But it has to be biyadi to do the din. If it's not biyadi any longer to do the din, I can't say the efshi. Okay, those are the two reasons. In other words, it's really not so pshita. That's all I'm pointing out. It's a pshita if you assume, take these two assumptions, or either the two assumptions, that what the Meiri is giving us are the assumptions that the Gemara is saying pshita. Okay, then the Meiri then the Gemara continues. Avol machar idis v'shir benonis v'ziburis. If he sold the idis to Asher and he kept the benonis v'ziburis, my, what's the halacha in that situation? Savar abayi lameimar. Asukuhu gavu mi edis. He sold the edis to Asher, so now everyone goes to Asher to take from the edis. What over here is the svara of Abaye? What over here is the svara of Abaye?
That since the shibud is now all on the edis, that once he sells that, it's not on
But why can't Asher say Efshi b'takanas chachamim?
Probably the same reason that the Meiri is.
Exactly, because the two reasons of the Meiri still apply in this situation. He can't say Efshi b'takanas chachamim at the expense of Zvulun, and he can't say Efshi b'takanas chachamim if it's not biyado to do the din. Exactly, this is what the Meiri, as Abaye is saying. What's the question? The same reason that in the first case, when Zvulun sold the Beinonis and Ziburis, we can't say Efshi b'takanas chachamim. When he goes ahead and sells the Enis, we can't say Efshi b'takanas chachamim. In other words, it's just the other side of the coin. But in both of them, we have the exact same line of reasoning. That's what Abaye is saying. Okay? So far Abaye appears to be consistent with the Pshita. Abaye appears to be consistent with the Pshita. Yes? Yeah. No? Yes? No? Yes. Okay. So then, but Rava was not happy with this. What does Rava point out? Amalei Rava, ma machar rishon l'sheni kol schus shetavo liyado, that when Asher purchased the Edis from Zvulun, what did he buy? He's standing in now for Zvulun. The kevan de ilu asu gabe lokeach rishon, if they would have come to Zvulun. Matzi agbe luhumi benonis viziburis, afagav de chizavdi benos viburis akate idis benechor and havoi. He could have pushed, Zvulun could have pushed the Balchov and the Isha back to their din. Even though the Edis was the last one that was bought, the Ein Nifrei Minichat Chasim Mishubadim calls Man Diika Bnei Chorim, and the Edis were the last ones that were Bnei Chorim, Matzi Amar Leizvulun could have said, Lo Nechali Bahai Takana, Iyefshin Takana Sachamim, Lo Keach Name, Matzi Amar Le Gabi Benonis Viziburis, Dechi Zavin Lo Keach Sheni, Adaita Dekol Zechusa Dehavile Reuven Begaba Zavin. That here, just as Zvulun could have said Iyashi b'takanos chachamim had he maintained the Edis, even though he transferred the Edis, or if you want to, because he transferred the Edis, therefore Asher can also say Iyashi b'takanos chachamim. What happened to the Miri? What happened to we had tainus, no? We said you can only say if she took us chachamim if it's not chav l'achrine. Here he's chav to Zvulun. He can only say if she took us chachamim if it's biyadol b'lasos. Here it's not biyadol lasos. Chor Abaye was correct. No. What is Rava over here changing? What is Rava over here changing? Why does Rava disagree with Abaye? Abaye was simply saying whatever we arguments we gave in the Pshita apply in the case where the Edis was sold as well. My nafkin, if you sell the Edis or you sell the Benonis v'Ziburis, at this point someone else is being hurt. At this point, it's not simply biyotcha. Rava says no. We have a new situation. What's the new situation according to Rava? So you realize that the Meiri clearly is going to have to say something. Right? The Meiri is going to say something, but it may be easier sometimes to read the Meiri after having seen someone who says it a little clearer. Normally, the Meiri says things as clear as crystal, but over here, we have a Maharam who usually says things in a very Sphinx-like manner. Here, the Maharam is clear like crystal, but we could read it back in, I think, into the Meiri. So let's together look at the Maharam, read it back into the Meiri, and then we'll see that there's another totally different way of learning, that of the Ravid, and I think then we'll call it a morning. Okay, even though we didn't finish all the Maharam comments. So let's move over to the Maharam together. The Maharam on Daf Chesem and Aleph. Chesem and Beis, I'm sorry. Gemara, you have it? Ma machar rishon l'sheni kol zechus sheyesh lo nira li. This is a quote of Rava, the Ritzon Olomar, da have ki ilu hisna halokeach hasheni im harishon. We have an unwritten agreement. Sheim yavo ba'al chov, sheyitein lo ligvos me habenonis v'haziburis shenish'aru biyado. V'havu ki'ilu hayu b'yad halokeach sheni gam habenonis v'haziburis. U'lekach matzi amar leila ba'alchov zil v'gabe lokeach rishon v'gavi mibenonis v'ziburis d'lo nechalon v'takanta d'rabana. that when the Lokeach Sheni buys the Edis, it's as though what? Where are, as though all the Nechasim are where? Again, practically, on the surface, the Lokeach Rishon maintains the Ziburis and the Beinonis, and the Edis has been transferred over to Lokeach Sheni. However, in this circumstance, how do we view it halachically? Where are all the Nechasim?
Still in the Rishon.
Where are all the Nechasim? It's as though, Havekiilu Hayu Biyad HaLokeach Sheni Gam HaBeinonis V'haZiburis. Once we view them as all being in one person's hands, then do we have an issue of Chavra Achrine? No. Do we have an issue of Biyado? No. Namely, then the two reasonings of the Meiri fall off. That this is all, that's part of the Mamochalo Rishon L'Sheni. That part of the deal of purchasing the Edis is that I am keeping your rights. Had you had all three properties, you would have been able to give the Edis to the Nizak, the Beinonis to the Baal Chov, and the Ziburis to the Isha. I'm buying it on condition that we can still do that. In other words, I'm buying it so that there shouldn't be any limitations on that EFSHI. There are no limitations on the EFSHI if there's no Chavra Achrini. There's no limitation on the EFSHI if it's Biyado. So we view it as though all of these are in my hands, Kape the EFSHI, that we can still use the EFSHI. Let's look in the Meiri. Let's look back at the Meiri. Aval, to continue where we left off, Imachar Esa Edis. Zvulun sold the Edis to Asher. Vishir La'atzma Benos Vaziburis. Shema Atasavor Shiukulam Govim in Ha'edish Ayacharon. Hoil Ve'ein Kan Ta'am EFSHI. Shahare Ein Halokeach Harishon Rotza Achshav Bedin EFSHI. And so it's Chavla Achrine. And it's not Biyado of the Lokeach Sheni. Teidash Ein Hadavar Kain. Ve'ein govin klal elakulo bedine. We give everyone according to their din. The Isha from the Ziburis, Baal Chov from the Beinonis, and the Nizak from the Edis. Ma mochar lo rishon l'sheni kol zchus shetavo liyado. Va'achar sheharishon hayarashai lahagbosam bebeinonis afal pi shelokach Edis achrona, kamo shebi'arnu, because of this rule of Yev shibtikranz chachamim, af Elu omrim lo lech etzel benonis ki ilu habenonis biyadam. In other words, the Lokeach Sheni can tell, the Asher can tell the Baal Chov, go to the benonis, it's as though it's in my hand. Sheim omdim b'mokom harishon l'tana zo, v'dochen l'Baal Chov etzel benonis shal rishon, uksu v'sisha l'ziburis, v'ein hefresh b'zo b'in mocha rishon l'sheni b'achrayus, v'in mocha shalo b'achrayus. Okay. That's the way that the... So I think once we read the Maharam, that's what the Meiri is saying. I'm saying, as opposed to what other option could there theoretically be, how else could we have solved our problem? In which we have a situation now where practically the Edis is in the hands of Asher, the Beinonis and Ziburis are in the hands of Zvulun. We say it's Ki'ilu, they're all in the hands of Asher. And once they're all in one person's hands, we can say, it's there's no chavra chrine, and there's no lack of biyado. What other halachic scenario would give us the same result? To say they're ki'ilu all where? In the hands of Zvulun. Look at the Ravid. I'm sorry for quoting the Ravid from the Shita, but again, as I mentioned to you, I can't barilan out the Ravid from the Ravid. But it's pretty clear. Ma macharishon l'sheni kol zchus shetavo liyado, yochol lokeach sheni lomar lokeach rishon. Ata chayav liftor oti minezikin ba'achov u'miksuva, u'lahagbos osam b'dinehem, ki ilu hayu kulam etzlecha. V'zeh ha'tam bein shemacharishon l'sheni ba'achrayus, bein shemacharishon ba'achrayus, gam ein ba'im lo mitam sheyachol lomar halokeach ha'sheni l'rishon nechasecha b'necharim e'etzo ba'alchov yoser mishali kula mishubadim heim ele menatam shepiresh ma'machar. Namely, that we view it as though it's all still in the hands of Zvulun. If it's all still in the hands of Zvulun, again, there's no Chav Vachrine, and it's all Biyado. Namely, we have to view it halachically, according to Rava, in terms of the Mamocha Rishon Lasheni, calls Kush Tavu Liyado, Ki'ilu, Klape the Taina of the Yesh and Chachamim, they're all still in one person's hands. In whose hands? That's the Machokas between the Me'iri and the Maharam on one hand, and the Ravid on the other hand. What is this halachic construct that we are viewing as behind the reality? Are we viewing as behind the reality, it's as though they've all been transferred to Asher? Or are we viewing as halachic reality, none of it has really left the hands of Zvulun? Namely, that the Efshibet B'tekanas Chachamim requires that there's no Chav L'Achrine, and it requires that there is that it's all Biyado. So that's only when it's in one person's hands. So when the second person purchases, what we are saying is that he made a condition that halachically it's going to be viewed as all in one person's hands. Which person? That's a machokas we've shown in which person. I don't know whether there's any nafkamina between these two approaches, but we just see the ability of being able to see something in different modes. That would come up with the same conclusion. Okay. B'seder. Okay, I think we'll stop over here. We haven't finished, but what I would, we'll continue, in the Gemara. In the next case of the Gemara, which is the case of Amar Rava, in the case of Ratza Mizegava, I photostated for you a Rashi on Daf Tzadi Beis Amud Aleph in Ksuvas. Our sugya is quoted there as well, word for word. But Rashi over there is much more not loquacious. Rashi is never loquacious, but Rashi is much more explaining of his shita there than he is here. Here he gives the rules, and there he gives the application. What I'd like you to see is that Rashi and Tosfos Dibur Hamaskil Avolzavin Idis Viziburis are disagreeing with one another. Okay? In other words, it's hard to see it from Rashi by us, but clearly you can see let's say it this way. The principle you should be able to see by Rashi by us, how Rashi and Tosfos disagree, the Nafkamina is found over there in Rashi and Ksuvas. That's A. Okay, that's pretty much in terms of that section of the Gemara. The next section of the Gemara, in terms of Rav Baal Verm Didiat, the last sugi over here on the Chesamed Aleph, I sent you to the Tosis over here, Dinahu. I also sent you to Tosis and Baba Basra Mem Gimel Med Aleph. What I'd like you to see in addition is the Chidushe Hagriz, the Chidushim of Rav Yitzchak Zev Halevi on the Rambam, on Hilchos Gerushin. It's not a halacha. It's not on halacha, Perek X, halacha Y. There's one section there in the Chibur on the Rambam on Hilchos Gerushin. And basically, I want you to see the first paragraph and the last paragraph. You can look at the middle as well. But the first paragraph of that griz builds an assumption. And then he says, but our Gemara, at least Tosfos in our Gemara, appears to go against his assumption. So, and he quotes our Gemara, Chesem Adbeis, in Baba Kama. He quotes the Tosfos by us. I'd like you to look at it and see if you understand what bothered the griz within Tosfos. And then I'll give you Mar Makomos to move over to Daf Tesam et Aleph. Rav Bednarch is giving his last shiur tomorrow, and then he's going to have a break until their Bechina. I would like to take that time to catch up with him and to get up, to get up to the Mishnah on Daf Tesam et Beis. So we'll have time, Yirtzeh Hashem, to get up to the Mishnah on Daf Tesam et Beis. And then, I'd like, together with you, to weigh the option of whether we should continue straight in the first parak, or whether we should skip to the second parak at this point. Okay, just in order to be able to perhaps to see some other inyanim that we wouldn't see if we were remain in the first parak. Okay, but that's because that's in other words. I don't promise you that by the time Rav Ben Osher's Bechina, we're actually going to catch up with him, but we'll do it. We'll do our best. Okay, well, it should be a joint effort. We'll try and do our best. Okay, v'hatzlacha. I just would like to repeat something that I mentioned earlier in the year, that if I go ahead of you in terms of that which you prepared, I appreciate your letting me know that I've gone ahead of you, and I'll stop. In other words, I would like to deal with Gemaras that you've seen, deal with Rishonim that you've seen, etc. So I'm assuming that if you're not telling me I went ahead of you, that we're still on the same page. Okay? You can choose a different cat to have a bell around his neck. And she, I mean, if someone doesn't want to say, I'm behind. So just switch it off among other people. Okay. I hope to get to the Bechinas by the end of the week.
Yes, sir.
There's still a phone over here. I'm very proud of you for not leaving your phone.